Consider this. How can someone as inappropriate as the Don, Don Trump, that's what you disrespectingly call him, how can something as ridiculous as the Don, something as inappropriate as the Don, something so salacious as that philanderer, Donald J. Trump, who couldn't even keep his dick in his pants long enough to make a life, let alone a living, has children strewn and ex-wives strewn the seven corners of the world, who has made more bankruptcies and more problems than it's ever been ever astutely noted, basically a subculture failure within the bankruptcy laws of New York City that allowed him to gain some credence or credibility that would allow you, Mr. Consumer, to make him the most important thing on this planet. That the best George could do to him wasn't enough. To make the worst that MSDNC could say about him, to make the most popular thing that the any Joy Behar could vacillate regarding him, still make him the sitting president of the United States of America. People have caught bullets in their head. He gets on the TV and says, no one's been treated worse than me. No one's been treated worse than me. Even Abraham Lincoln hasn't been treated as bad as me. And they hated Lincoln. And then the Fox News gets on the thing and says, well, they assassinated Lincoln. It was worse than an assassination. It's worse than assassination. He said, yeah, oh, yeah, 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 it's worse. So now, picture it. Sicily, 1914. Now, what happens is Mussolini is about to have a conversation. He's trying to pull it all back together to where you have the ability to pull the nasty out of the uncomely. You pull the nasty out of the uncomely. You have to have a positionable, juxtaposable place. So now, check this out. Now, what happens now is he's standing ridiculous, absolutely inappropriate in every way, notable, they still win. See, now he's cornered Schiff. Schiff has got away with way too much. Now Schiff has cornered himself. He allows it, and he says, we'll have to see what happens. Well, I don't know. We'll see. They caught themselves in their own web of deceit. So you should point out how ridiculous he is. I never saw any direct empirical evidence that Trump campaign or someone and it was plotting to conspire with the Russians to the middle with the election. That's what Clapper said about it now. Well, as I tried to explain before, there's a lot of information that's still reporting. We've not yet been able to prove the accuracy of all that information. That was McCain. With the steel, verifying of the steel dossier. Uh-oh. Yeah, we know the same thing, but they took to the FISA court to say, this is gloom, despair, and agony on him. We got him. Well, all of a sudden, now they don't got him. So now, it's a problem, because you can't have it both ways. So, then becomes the tipping post. So what your words are saying, if Trump is, we validate that Trump is inappropriate, can't make it, can't be it, can't do it, and he's still in goddamn charge. He's still running this bitch. He gets to run some over you like a Mack truck. He gets to put a D8 bulldozer through your house.
Okay, so I
right,
most of that.
Samantha Power, Loretta Lynch. Yeah, don't worry, darling. They come in. Susan, Samantha, Loretta, don't worry. They come in. It's going to be all right. Oh, and Sally. Oh, Sally Yates. Yes, don't forget about her. Oh, yes, Lord. Don't worry, darling. They come in. Don't worry, Sally. It's going to be all right. It's going to be just fine. Don't you worry yourself.
Okay, thank you.
401k. Mm-hmm.